The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we've got planned for you today. I want to just tell everybody we're so thrilled. I want to thank you all for your ongoing support. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio is having the best year ever, reaching listeners worldwide. And as of this week, we have brought on a new radio station affiliate out of Australia. So lots of really juicy things going on. We are going to be doing something phenomenal with our Facebook and Twitter pages. We're going to be giving away iPads each month to listeners. So it's kind of a really cool thing. It's part of our Pay It Forward campaign. It's something that I've been so, passionate about. And that is to give back to all of you that have supported us over the years. Every one of our guests gives something back, including today's guests. Wait till you hear what my very special guest, Jamie Tardy, is going to be giving back today. This is the Eventual Millionaire, Top Traits of Millionaires with expert Jamie Tardy joining me here today. You're going to learn the top traits of millionaires, how they get past their excuses to create success. And I wonder what the number one excuse might be. One of you will receive for free the Eventual Millionaire Academy, a four-month training course on creating your business like a millionaire. Are you ready for that? Are you kidding me? A four-month training course? This is going to describe how millionaires set their goals, create plans, sell, market, and deal with their own personal issues, plus all of the resources that millionaires recommend. That's what Jamie's paying forward. We'll tell you later on in the show how you can be part of that. Jamie is a business coach, speaker. She's interviewed over 50 millionaires for their tips, business advice, stories. She interviews a new millionaire each week. Let me ask you, are one of you out there going to be one of those interviews? Well, find out today. She's been on CNN. She's been on MS Money, Success Magazine, and much more. Thank you, Jamie. It's so good to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah. So when you were 5 years old, Jamie, did you know that you were going to be a millionaire maker expert?
No, it's funny. I told this story, right? When I was about eight, for some odd reason, I had this idea that I wanted to be a millionaire, right? An eight-year-old little girl. I'm from Maine. There's not very many millionaires or flashy stuff around here, but apparently I like jewelry when I was little, I guess. That's what my mom always tells me. And I said that I wanted to be a millionaire, and my mom goes, well, you got to marry a rich man then. And I was eight, so I thought, ew, boys are gross, right? I was like, I'm going to do it myself. I don't need somebody else. So that sort of started as the catalyst of going, I wanted to get this. This is a goal. It became a goal when I was about 8 years old.
So, you know, when we take a look at our lives and the long and windy road that is a great, great song. Is that really the story of a millionaire? Is it a long and windy road? Or are we looking at learning some things here today? And, of course, what you learn in talking to these people, where it doesn't have to be a long and windy road.
See, that's a great question. So there's two sides of that coin. One is that a lot of us really want to have this event come and make us a millionaire, right? Especially with the lottery lately being huge, or we want someone to, you know, we start a business and someone buys it, like Facebook, right? Or IPO or something like that. We want all this money to come crashing down on us as like this big event. But that's truly not what it's like. After talking to countless millionaires, they all say the same thing, that it's not an event, right, to create your wealth. It's a process. So really, whether that process is a long, lengthy process or a short process, it's not an overnight thing. We see, you know, overnight success. Well, it took 10 years before they were an overnight success. So it's really funny that it truly is a process. Whether it's long or not, though, is really up to you. I interviewed someone named MJ DeMarco. He's author of a book called The Millionaire Fast Lane. And one of the things that he specifically said was that there is no such thing, or there is such thing as get rich quick, right? We're always like, ooh, get rich quick. Yeah. He goes, there's no such thing as get rich easy. Because people can get rich quickly, but it's hard, you know? And so that's sort of the myth that he deals with. And I think that sort of clears it up a little bit. Yes, it's a process. It might be a couple years, which is pretty quick, you know, but it could also be a lot longer. I mean, I talk about the eventual millionaire, and sort of a little bit of my story is that I went to school. I made six figures at the age of 22. I thought, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire really soon, but I hated what I did. And so to me, an eventual millionaire is really about someone who's enjoying their life while they're making their million. So even if it takes longer, as long as you're enjoying it, that's really what matters.
So, you know, this is really, because it doesn't seem like work, Jamie. You know, there's a difference. I was kind of like you. You know, you work in this job, you're making good money, and then you ask yourself, is that all there is? But when you're doing work that you love, for example, what I do now, I love, absolutely love. It doesn't seem like work, does it? And honestly, people, you know, look at you and they say, oh my God, you have no balance in your life. And you're trying to think, well, why do I feel joy most of the time? Isn't it kind of a tricky thing in terms of working for money or having money work for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really key, though. I didn't know that loving what I did existed when I was working in corporate. I knew people did it before, but to me, it was such a foreign thing. I was working like 60 hours a week. I traveled around the U.S. Technically, on the outside, it looked amazing, right? I was 22, making six figures, having an expense account, traveling around. It should have been perfect. And it totally was not. Like, I was miserable. I gained 20 pounds because I was eating out all the time. It really wasn't what I thought success should be or was. But I couldn't see what it was like on the other side. Nobody really that I had known was living their passion. Besides my husband. My husband's a performer, actually. So he was doing what he loved to do. But really, there's not a lot of good examples as far as when I was looking back then. So it is sort of an amazing thing because now, like working 60 hours then was ridiculously long. I only work 20 hours a week now because I have two small children. But man, I wish I could be working 60 hours a week. You know, if when they're older, it would probably be different. But I love working so much that I want to work as much as I can while I still, of course, have the balance and be home with my family. But I love working so much. It's not hard. It's easy. It's something that I truly, truly enjoy. And knowing that now, I would just try and get as many people as I possibly can to really make that leap, because your life is different and so much more enjoyable when you can.
It is different and it is enjoyable. I wanted to ask you, and one of the things we're going to talk about, for those of you just tuning in, eventual millionaire, top traits of millionaires, expert Jamie Tardy joining me here today. It's really kind of cool. It's really kind of cool to be talking about something like this because, you know what, Jamie, I think what the thing is about, you know, this interview and me really looking forward to this, we're talking to you about this, is that we really need to help people become inspired again. You know, we really do need to be sharing what people used to call secrets. You see what I'm saying? You know, anybody listening to this show, guess what? You could hire Jamie. And they're no longer going to be secrets because she's going to share some stuff with you. Or you could sign up for her academy and you can learn some of the things that, you know, we're barely scratching the surface on today. But one of the things that I love is that you are out there helping people live their dream. That is in such contrast, Jamie, to a lot of the media that's going on that says the dream is gone. How can you explain to us this paradoxical situation we have here?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the media. I don't watch a lot of news. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Me neither.
Different where I am, right? I mean, I got an email last week from someone. I do a lot of free webinars, and a lot of the millionaire interviews are actually free online. So I get a ton of people. I'm trying to give a lot of information out there, too, that people wouldn't be able to get. So it's funny because I did this free webinar about a month and a half ago, and I got an email last week from someone who said, last year I only made $13,000 for the entire year, and I listened to your webinar on mindset. It was really about changing your mindset, and I had them rate themselves, and she realized how low she was in rating and how she really needed to push out of her comfort zone. Well, within 2 months, she made $12,500. And she's like, I owe it all to you. And I'm going, see, people need to be inspired. Imagine what we can do with that inspiration and action. So truly, I don't believe what the media says in general. I mean, I understand people think it's a hard economy. And it is harder, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. You just need to get out there and do it.
Okay, so let's talk about the future of small businesses, too, because, you know, if you go to, we're going to give you Jamie's website here in a minute. You know, I went to your website. You know, I'm a huge fan of yours. And I just realized something in reviewing for this show, right? This is how interesting this is, Jamie, right? For me, this is almost embarrassing that I'm going to admit this on air. I'm going to embarrass myself right now. You know, I interview gazillions of people, right? You know that. I hear the most incredible advice and tips. And then I get to your website today. 5 lessons I've learned the hard way as a small business owner, right? You know, that's what we've got going on over here today on Jamie's website. And I go through and I'm looking at these things and I said, oh my God. You know, I have forgotten some of these things. And so I've already started to implement several of them. And it's so easy for those of us in small business to put our heads in the ground, right? And forget the things we learn. How can we keep ourselves fresh?
That's a great question. It's really funny. And I want to thank you, actually, Dr. Pat, because even before I ever interviewed anyone, I started listening to your show, and I remember going, you're really good at interviewing. So even before I was an interviewer, right, I was listening to you and going, trying to figure out the way that you interviewed. So you really inspired me too. So I really appreciate that. I think it's a really cool thing to be able to interview such amazing people and to have it conversational. So first, thank you before I answer, before I go through and answer it. But I think it's huge. I interview a millionaire every single week because not only for everybody else, but it helps me too, right? I need inspiration just as much as everybody else does. And being able to hear these stories of how these people do it and where they started from, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you interview some amazing people too, from homeless to millionaire, from, you know, from bankruptcy, from all these amazing things that if they can do it, you know, and they make spelling mistakes. They're just like you and me, which I try and let everybody know. You know, it's the same thing. They're not these crazy. When I was younger, I would put them all on a pedestal. Oh my gosh, they're a millionaire. But truly now they're friends and mentors of mine, and they're just like everybody else. And I think that's really important. So really trying to get something every week that can really start push you forward and surrounding yourself with people that have really good information that can help you out too, mastermind groups, mentors, all that stuff, that will help push you forward too, like really trying to stay abreast. I mean, for me, it's really easy because this is sort of the industry I'm in, but for everyone listening, I mean, listening to the Dr. Pat Show, getting inspiration, listening to millionaire interviews, really trying to get that inspiration and then go out and take some action on it, definitely.
I love it. You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 5 lessons. You know, what are some of these 5 lessons? What are some of these things that Jamie talks about? And by the way, what can you learn from these millionaire interviews? What I love, Jamie and I do something very interesting, and we'll talk about it when we come back. We pay things forward. What that means is, from the history of the Dr. Pat Show, from 2003, you fast forward to where we are today, we have never charged anyone to listen to our interviews. Now, I will tell you, we have our guests that come on. They do an interview with me, and then they resell the interview. As a matter of fact, they do that quite well. But here's the thing. Does giving help you raise the bar on receiving? What is that like? Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We're going to tell you how you can, you guys out there, how you can win this fabulous Pay It Forward offering from Jamie. And we'll make sure we give you her website and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hi, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, I'm Dr. Pat. Now listen, one lucky person will receive for free the Eventual Millionaire Academy, a four-month training course on creating your business like a millionaire. It describes how millionaires set goals, create action, action plans, sell, market, and deal with their own finances, plus all of the resources that millionaires recommend. This is valued at over $200. All you have to do is send an email to my guest. My guest joining me today is Jamie Tardy. Jamie, do me what email? What should they do? Where should they send their email?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be picking one random person. So go ahead and shoot me an email. If you go to my website, which is eventualmillionaire.com, and hit the contact button, you can just click right there and shoot me an email.
All right. Okay, let's share some of the important things that people need to know about how to step out there and live that million dream. I was homeless at 17. So I get it. I went through an experience in 2008 where I lost everything as well. My body, my relationship. I've gone through some tough times throughout my life. But I learned so much from these lessons. I don't believe, Jamie, that people have to be brought to their knees to be successful. And that's why today's show is so important. I want to help everybody out there not go through what I had to go through in my life. So let's start from the beginning by sharing some of the most important things that folks need to know to get out of the gate.
Yeah, what I'd like to share is the top three traits of millionaires. And one of the things, so I've interviewed 50, and what I did is I went back through all the transcripts and hours and everything to try and distill like what they do. Not necessarily what they say they do, but what their story shows and what really comes across. So I found three different things that really, really shine in pretty much every single interview that I've done, which is really interesting. The first is investing. So incredible investing discipline. And with that, I don't mean, you know, stocks and bonds or anything like that. A lot of the people that I interview are business owners, true business owners that had an idea and created something, first generation pretty much, not necessarily people who inherited their money or anything like that. One of the things that really comes about is the differentiation between spending and investing, right? So spending is you pay for goods and services, but investing is you pay for goods and services with the expectation of gain. And I think that's huge. We in business, of course, know that that's the point, right? We want profit. So we go out, we invest our money in our business. We want to get money back. But one thing that I know a lot of people don't do is look at investment in their personal lives. And this is one of the things that I think millionaires do really well. They look at their personal life and whether or not they're spending their money, if it's an investment, if they're going to get something back in return, not necessarily money, but value or enjoyment. So, you know how people talk about, you know, the latte factor and all that stuff. Well, if yeah. coffee is really important to you, if that's a value that you really truly feel is important to you, then get your coffee, right? And maybe cut back on things that aren't as valuable to you. It's funny, I give some examples. There's a millionaire I interviewed, his name is Frank McKinney. Actually, I don't know if he's been on your show or not, but
yes, he has. I love Frank.
He's awesome. He, you know, multimillionaire, $30 million dream homes, and he drives a Yugo. Right? Because he doesn't care about cars. He says he has two Yugos. He has one purple one, which is like his going out one, and one daily driver. But I think that's really key. Like, to him, cars aren't that big of a deal. And I have so many other stories, like Dan Ninen, who's a millionaire comedian, right? He lives in New York City, and he talks about going to the library. Like, he doesn't want to pay money for books. He's like, I might as well go to the library. It's good for not having to print more books. And also, he suggested on my show, which I thought was funny, is that people who live in the suburbs should really share their outdoor grills, right? Their barbecue grills, because, you know, we don't use them all the time. And I'm going, you're a millionaire. People should share their grills. You know, people that are really frugal and really know what their values are and what's important to them. To him, to Dan, it was really about saving energy and saving the environment. And so, you know, he's trying to do whatever he can to do that. But there's tons of stories. I mean, I have tons of stories about how people are frugal. MJ DeMarco, who I mentioned earlier, lived with his mom till he was 26 while he was trying to get his business going, you know? And he's like, I learned to be frugal when I was younger. So it's just kind of funny to see how those sort of come up over and over again. It's about not only investing in your business, investing in your personal life, and investing in yourself and really making sure you get the most out of what you've got.
What have you learned about bartering? I mean, and let me talk about it differently. Bartering is a term we use. I call it partnering. I've had some incredible partnerships along the way, fabulous exchanges with people, which turned out to be the win-win. And we just don't see that much of it, or people don't talk about it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. And I love this, right? Because I paid off $70,000 in debt too. So I'm the frugal mindset too. So to me, especially for starting, bartering was awesome and huge. And now that I'm sort of on the other side where I actually have millionaire mentors where I can't really give them that much yet. You know, I'm not paying them. You know, they're millionaires already. I have connections, but really in general, I don't feel like I'm giving that much, but they're willing to give back and partner. So whether or not, you know, in the long run they get something out of it, they seem to be getting stuff out of it too. So I think that's huge. I barter a lot. And it's funny because I've heard both sides of the coin where most business coaches are like, no, you should never barter. Make sure you pay. You get what, you know, you need to get. But to me, I feel like it really starts to build a bigger relationship. Right. So me and my, when I first met my very first mentor in business coaching, I was just starting out, you know, I was his competition, and I went in and wanted to talk to him. I took the guts, right, and went to talk to him. And we figured out an arrangement, which changed everything for me. We figured out an arrangement where I would help him, because I was a geek, you know, I have a degree in IT, so I would help him with IT and his computers and all that stuff, and he would teach me what he knew about business coaching. And so that was huge. I spent almost 5 months working for no pay for him, you know, doing my IT stuff. He was teaching me. I was there almost every day. And eventually I ended up working for him for a little bit. But it was amazing. If that didn't happen, like if he wasn't okay with bartering and he was like, oh, well, you have to pay me so I can I can teach you everything I know. It's created an amazing relationship. I saw him yesterday. He's still my mentor to this day. I think bartering is a great, great skill to have to really make your relationships go farther too, you know, because once you start bartering with people, it usually, and if it works out, number one, if it works out, like you said, it turns more into like a partnership, and then you build a great relationship, and relationships are really where it's at.
Well, one of the things that that I've learned around the bartership is, you know, I think because I'm like you, because I've been in survival mode, you know, to start this business, not knowing anything about radio. Okay. You know, my story, I dialed the wrong phone number and within 10 minutes, I bought my first hour of radio on the network we're on now. And Tacy Chomp was my senior executive producer. She is still my senior executive producer. I didn't even know what I was buying and I whipped out my credit card, right? So, you know, for me, I've had to learn, oh my God, you got to have put up a website. Oh, you've got to do this. You know, you got to do that. But what I love now is it's not that I just exchange with one person. Like I see this little team. Like, let me give you an example and you can tell me if this is smart or not. So I have you that I'm speaking with now, which I could do an exchange with you. And I interviewed a marketing phenomenon who is great with the new paradigm of copywriting and marketing. Mm-hmm. She's fabulous. And so I looked at this and I said, oh my gosh, you know, what if that we could put something together that is a win-win for everyone about the next level of what we're trying to do here to help the world. So the mind starts to work like that, you see? Sometimes it'll work out and sometimes not. So let me ask you, mindset, what is the mindset, or did that not make the top three?
That's a really good question. I did a whole webinar on mindset. The top three include things of mindset. But I just want to say for a minute, like you said, the partnership thing, I just interviewed one of my mentors. His name's Chris Gravagna. I've interviewed him before. I had him back on the show again, and the interview's live. It went up, I think, last week. And he apparently is friends with the people that are from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
And he goes, I was sitting in my backyard. I had an idea to go to figure out how to do a wine of the month club with celebrity endorsements. I'm like, okay. And he goes, so So what I did is I texted one of the people from the Real Housewives of Orange County that I knew, and right then and there, two of them said yes, and we went ahead for a business. And I'm going, that's just amazing. The fact that, yes, he had a network, which is amazing and awesome, but be able to just ask them and go, hey, let's start a business together. There's unlimited amount of opportunity. I mean, he launches in just a couple of weeks. It's called winesbywives.com. And of course, it's going to be a new celebrity every month. It's not necessarily just them, but he's launching with them. And just the idea and how he did that, now that he's done, I mean, he's got six or so businesses. So now that he's done that, it's really inspiring to see how he goes through and creates businesses. It's kind of funny where the opportunity lies, you know, when you're in your backyard just hanging out and having good ideas. So I think that's really cool. But the reason, and the reason why he can do that, though, is because he's built up companies before. He has the mindset of a millionaire already, you know. That really does make a difference. They have a different way of looking at things. And it's not something that's not teachable. In that webinar, like I said, I had people rate themselves on 10 different things. And so it's kind of funny because there was a lot of different things on there. And a lot of the ratings at the end came out to like 40 to like 60 or 70, like really low set mindset. No one really felt like they had really good mindset. And I was going, okay, that's what we need to change. That's the only thing that changed from Christine from making $13,000 last year to $12,500. Changing her mindset and realizing that she can get out of her comfort zone and move forward. So I think mindset is huge. It's hard because it seems so nebulous, right? We're like, well, change your mindset. Well, how do you do that? You know, and I think one of the pieces that really helps is starting to take action and realizing what you're capable of doing, because we underestimate ourselves all the time.
I know it. Totally. I know it. And I want to talk about this when we come back from break. We're going to go through, Jamie's actually going to share these top tips. I keep interrupting her because I keep getting questions for her. But here's a question for all of you. Are you afraid to ask for what you are worth? And by the way, are you afraid to ask for a higher price? Are you afraid to ask for money at all? Are millionaires? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to tackle that. We're going to share the rest of the tips. And you know, since we mentioned coffee earlier today, I've got to pay it forward for everybody, including my special guest today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
News, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry
for an unbeatable high oxidant powerhouse. Chosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, you know what? We were talking about coffee earlier. And, you know, I'm so glad that Jamie brought that up. Let me just tell you something. This is exactly why I do what I do. Everybody that joins us, and we'll tell you about the special offer that Jamie's offering to everybody today. You know, everyone that comes on the show pays something forward. We have a fabulous relationship. I love coffee. I'm going to tell you that right now. I love coffee, Jamie. I love it. And here's the deal. Coffee, the way we know about it, is not good for us. But if you get yourself or can find, and I'm going to tell you how to do this, an organic, shade-grown, fair trade coffee roaster, there's nothing that is any better than that. They've removed the hidden dangers in coffee. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to just tell everybody about it. Go to this website. It's called gettop1.com. gettop1.com. On the bottom, continue to the special offer, and they're giving away coffee. So this is what I mean by paying things forward. Jamie, thank you for joining us here today. I had to do that because, you know, we mentioned coffee, and I thought to myself, you know, we have people like you that are on the show, and you'll know this. When Linda books you for this show, right, or Kim, they ask you what you're going to give away. They're pretty persistent. That has been a theme of ours. You know, I think what you're doing and shining the light on how people can live their dream is just beautiful. And, you know, you have these characteristics that we're talking about today. I'm so eager to hear what the second characteristic is. But what is about your giveaway that is so important? Because this is something you're doing to help people. You know, what is it about the idea of giving that changes the landscape for people?
Well, I just know that people have given so much to me. And I mean, and listening to the millionaire interviews, I ask about that too. They give so much. It's amazing. Not only does it make you feel good. I mean, I've heard that there's like a high as if, you know, you're spending money. Giving is just like that. It's really being able to feel joy in giving. I know it's funny. Even I had my son, he gave up part of his birthday and raised $300 for charity water to help them. So really trying to not only give me personally, but to inspire others to give. Because then if everybody gives, imagine what sort of a place we'd be in. So I think that's huge. I mean, the Academy is an amazing place where people can really, really learn about how millionaires set goals and all this stuff. And if you don't have the cash for it right now, that's okay. I want to give one away. So that way you can learn and maybe you can come back and give me your success story, you know, and be able to even come on the show and say that that was the reason why. So there's just so much that we can do for others that don't have the means to do it right now. And as long as they pay it forward, like you said, this world's going to be a better place.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to that next characteristic.
Okay, so the next one is continuous forward motion, right?
Uh-huh.
So after looking at all of the interviews, that's the one thing that really comes up. Like I said before, everybody sort of wants this event, and it's not about the event, right? Frank McKinney calls it the lunch pail approach, right? Where every day He goes to work. He brings his lunchbox. Brig Hart, who's a man, he just hit the milestone of $300 million. And he sums it up with a great quote, because I think this is huge. He says, "I discipline myself to do the things that cause progressive growth every day, mentally, physically, financially. I'd work out. I'd read a little bit every day. Encourage myself every day, because input equals output." Right? And I think that's huge. We really need to make sure that it's a journey. This is a journey. This is not something that's easy most of the time. It's a long process, and it's a journey. And as long as we can do the things that we need to do every day to start reaching that goal, it's really important. What I usually do in my speeches or my webinars or anything like that, I try and have people take action. So usually at the end of every one of these traits, I have an action. So one of the action for continuous forward motion is trying to set yourself up with a millionaire routine. Right, so try and make it so that if you were a millionaire already, what would you be doing every day to move you forward towards your goals? And to really think about that, because what we do every day makes up our life, right? Whether it's good or whether it's bad. If you got bad habits, that makes up your life, you know? And at the end of 10 years, you can really see the amount of progress you can make by doing those things. So being able to really consciously pick what you want to be focusing on and moving towards that goal is a big trait with millionaires.
Well, and you know, this is really getting out of the gate, because if you are in continuous forward motion, you're not stuck. Mm. And we have a little, we have an epidemic going on right now. It's called the stuckness epidemic. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You know, like, come on. Do you know how I know this? Because I have been stuck probably more times in my life than most. So I recognize it. And, you know, the difference is I do recognize it now. And, you know, what you mentioned is so important. It is so important. How do we help people just begin to take that action? I know what you talked about is so important. If you were a millionaire, I believe I got this right. If I was a millionaire, right, what would I be doing in the life of a millionaire? What would I do? You know, what would a day in the life of a millionaire look like? And then the question for you is, how do you work with people to believe that vision? Because if you don't believe in, I don't care what it is you're doing, I'm not sure you can get it done.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay. So there's, I have lots of information about this. So all visioning, right, which is a module in the academy, is really important. Many, many millionaires talk about visioning, and not this some crazy woo-woo, you know, kind of stuff. Because I know a lot of people are sort of, you know, hardcore, like, well, I'm not going to just sit down and dream. But that's what it takes, right? I mean, you know, that tons of successful people really vision and start trying to figure out what they want and what feels right to them. And once we can start doing something like that, even if, you know, maybe a millionaire seems like too much right now. And I'm going to make my little side note, right? Because a million is not what it used to be. Like,
yeah.
I was interviewed on CNN and they were like, oh, eventual millionaire, you know, you've got high goals. And I'm like, a million is not a high goal. No. By the time I'm 65, I have to have at least $3 million in the bank to live okay at retirement at like $50,000 a year. And that's only if I don't live longer than the average, right? So I truly think that with inflation and everything else, $1 million is so not what it used to be. So to sort of say, oh, that's huge, I understand, you know, that seems really big. If you can't go that far, just go as far as you can go. Push out of your comfort zone a little bit, right? If you push too much, you don't believe it. So push out of your comfort zone a little bit, and then once you get there, your beliefs will have grown, and then you can push farther. So I think that's a really big piece of, yeah, you have to believe it, because if you don't, you're not going to do it, which actually ties in really great with the third quality that I'll go ahead and mention right now, is having a no-excuses approach.
All right, let's hold that thought. When we come back from break, we're going to hit that hard, because you know what? That is a tricky one. I'm going to tell you that's a tricky one. I love what you said, Jamie, because what you said, having a no excuses, not a sometime excuses, which we all do super well. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Jamie Tardy, everybody.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, and please sign up for a newsletter. Follow us on Facebook. You'll be able to do that right if you go to the drpatshow.com or if you go to transformationtalkradio.com. And by the way, I'm just giving everybody a little heads up. We are giving Transformation Talk Radio's homepage a facelift. And so that's going to be changing here tomorrow, I believe. And so just be patient with us. Bear with us here. So thank you guys for joining me. Jamie Tardy's joining me here today. Jamie, give out your website one more time because people are going to want to really dig into some of this information.
Yes, it's eventualmillionaire.com. We got t-shirts, tons of free millionaire interviews, lots of really cool stuff.
Sweet. All right. You say we've saved the best for last, the no excuses thing. All right. You're going to have to help us with this.
Well, and it's funny because I'm not saying that, you know, no, they don't have any excuses, because they do. I mean, you have excuses. I'm sure I have excuses. Everybody has their excuses. But it's really about not letting their excuses get in the way, right? So I've learned quite a few tips and tricks. And actually, it's funny. I had a chance to ask Seth Godin. I didn't interview him, but I had a chance to ask Seth Godin, who's an amazing best-selling author and marketing guy. And I asked him about fear and excuses, and if he uses excuses because of fear, or how he recognized them and gets past them. And I thought this was really interesting, and your people might really like this. He said, I use excuses all the time, and the fact is, in our highly leveraged world where anyone can write a book on Tuesday and publish it on Wednesday, if I wasn't using excuses, I'd be a master myself, and I'd be producing tons of stuff. But he asks himself, what's important enough to be afraid for? And in those areas, he'll strip away the excuses. You know, so that way he says he'll succumb in the other areas, but whatever the important things are that he really needs to do in his life, that's where he'll push past. So really trying to decide what excuses are worth it and not worth it. Now, to do that, though, we need to recognize our excuses. And me and you were just talking a little bit during the break about not being able to recognize them. It's hard to recognize them. I know I used to use the I don't have enough time excuse, right? I used to use that all the time. I work 20 hours a week. I'm like, well, I don't have enough time for that. I don't have enough time for this. And really trying to set myself up to, A, recognize that I was saying that, because it's funny how unconscious it can be. But even if it's unconscious, it can hold you back, right? Because you don't even notice, but it's stopping you from moving forward without even you knowing. So I think trying to recognize them is huge. And one tip I usually give to try and have people recognize them is ask a friend that you trust to call you out, or a mentor or a fellow business owner, because that will hurt a little bit and you'll notice them so much more. And they'll, I'm sure, have fun going, oh, you said it again. Oh, you did it again, you know? So really trying to have someone help you out. That's one of the fastest ways in my experience to really pay attention to those. So that's really huge. But there's also, I have a bunch of different tips and tactics and stuff on getting past your fear.
Okay.
One is, do we have enough time for all that?
Yeah, we've got, yeah, I think we do. Let's go through it. I think we got about 5 minutes here.
Awesome. So a couple are committing to something way in advance. Right? So if
okay.
it's something you're scared of, because usually a lot of this stuff
okay.
has to do with fear.
All right. I got
right?
that. I know what that is.
I did a whole webinar on fear even, right? So committing to something way in advance is huge. So if you're scared of public speaking, schedule it out 3 months in advance, because it doesn't hurt as bad, right? It doesn't hurt then. And then, of course, you committed to it, and now you're going to have to do it. So it'll get a little bit more uncomfortable as you get close. But if you can do it and commit to it in advance, that's one technique. The next is to figure out a worst-case scenario, because a lot of our excuses have to do with us being afraid, right? Or going, well, I can't take this risk. I can't do this. I can't rearrange my whole schedule. I don't know what my priorities are, all that fun stuff. It's because we don't know what the other side is. It's uncertain, and we don't really like uncertainty all that much.
Not
so
really.
Trying to figure out what that, I know, right? It'd be weird. It'd be a weird, weird world if we were. So trying to figure out what that worst case scenario would be, because a lot of the times it's not what you think, or it'll take 17 different wrong turns to hit that worst case scenario. So really being able to figure that out and figure out what your contingency plan is, right? We're smart people. We are very smart people. So really being able to figure out what that worst case scenario, and then if that does happen, what would you do, right? And so these are more about fear with your excuses, really trying to get past that. But even if it's just an excuse, a regular excuse, like I don't have time or I don't want to work out or those sorts of stuff, reappraisal is the third technique. And what you do with that is you visualize yourself as a neutral third party. And I personally like to have my clients and people that are listeners pretend that they're a millionaire. Like I said with the millionaire routine, right? Put that millionaire hat on, and if you were a millionaire, how would you look at that situation? And would you let your excuses stop you? The one thing that really helped for me was starting to look into that I don't have enough time excuse that I used to use all the time. And there's a great quote that I love by Lao Tzu that says, to say you don't have enough time is like saying you don't want to, because time is a created thing. And number one, that hurt, because I was like, oh, no, that's,
oh,
you know.
Man.
So really trying to look at it in a different way really makes a big difference. So there's always ways that you can get past your excuses. You just have to put some oomph into it, right? A little bit of importance to getting past your excuses, recognizing them and getting past them, and you'll grow a lot more if you can stop yourself from doing that.
I love it. So we have about 3 minutes. Here's what I want to ask you. Well, I hear this more often, and I've said it probably more often. I don't have enough money. That's the one that it becomes a showstopper for people. They can't seem to get off the ground. Now, we've talked about a lot of different things today that really will help eliminate that. Bartering, you know, just doing things that are in partnership with people. And, you know, I think that that is one that we want to make sure that folks get some help with. And can they listen to a webinar or something you've got on your website?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just put out a post that has all of the links to the webinars, because one of the webinars I did was all about I don't have enough money. Right, one of the top excuses too. I don't have enough money, and it goes through tons of tips and tricks. That's just an excuse. That's it. There's always ways to figure out things. So definitely, I'll go ahead and post those up. So stay tuned for that.
Oh my God! Thank you so much, Jamie, for joining me here today. One last question: what's your personal message? What would you like to leave everyone with today?
I think the biggest thing is to just start moving forward and taking action. That continuous forward motion, I mean, I've got it up on my wall right next to me too. As long as you take one step in front of the other and start moving towards your dreams, you'll get there. You'll get there, or at least as close as you can get, and it'll be way better than where you are now. So taking those steps and really starting to take action, moving out of your comfort zone, will make a huge difference for you in your life.
I love it. Jamie, thank you so much. Please give everyone the information on your website. And again, let folks know how they can be part of the raffle to win this fabulous coaching program.
Great. So if you check out eventualmillionaire.com, I'll go ahead and post up something for the raffle too. The raffle is for, it's actually a $500 value for the whole academy. It's crazy. You'll be able to click on that and learn everything that's in it, because it even has a Q&A with millionaires live, so you can actually ask questions to a millionaire live about every month. So that's a really huge, huge piece too.
But all right, thank you. Eventualmillionaire.com, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, definitely. And there's the top 10 tips for free too that you can check out there too.
I love Jamie. Jamie, absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for doing all that you do. I want to just tell you folks, please, please, please check it out, eventualmillionaire.com. There's so much you'll be able to learn from Jamie. And I want to thank you for doing all that you do, Jamie. It's been great.
Really appreciate it. Take care.
All right, everybody, let's rock on. Let's all become eventual millionaires. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.